So alhamdulillah, I had 42, assalamu alaikum, I had 42 controllers for the quiz, and alhamdulillah they've all been passed out to people. And I'm going to start by explaining the rules of this quiz. Okay, so we have a total of 30 questions, and these are from the autobiography of, or not the, the biography of Imam Khomeini that was provided as a link on the flyer. And you have a minute for each question. And the keypads I've given out have buttons on them to pick your choice. So pick either 1, 2, 3, or 4 as your answer. Please do not pick the fifth option, as it's not programmed to do anything, and I think the question will mark it as wrong. And after you answer a question, you cannot change your answer. And there's going to be a little timer that's going to appear at the bottom right corner. So be sure to wait for that, and when it starts counting down, then please select your answer choice. And each correct answer will be worth 100 points, and whoever has the most correct answers will win the quiz, and the top 5 people will get prizes. And so does everybody have their remotes out? Yeah. One thing I want everybody to do right now is just to make sure the remotes are all working. Sorry. Everybody, please press any button on their remote, please. We've still got 6 people who haven't pressed it. Yeah, good. And 3, 4 more. Remote number 17 and number 20. Do you want me to?
Yeah, they're pressing it. But announce it again.
And we have 3 more people left. Everybody, please make sure you press the button on your remote. And okay, 17 and 22. Okay. I guess I'm gonna start because people aren't pressing the button. But okay. Okay. So I stated the rules already, and let's start. I'm gonna start the timer, and I'm gonna read the questions to you guys and the choices. Okay, this is question number 1. Which Islamic figure does Imam Khomeini's birthday coincide with? Which means which of these is the birthday? Do they have the same birthdays? Does he have the same birthdays as? Answer number 1 is Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Answer number 2 is Prophet Sulaiman. Answer number 3 is Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. And answer number 4 is Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam. You can see on the bottom the green bar is filling up, so if we have 42 remotes out, and if it gets to 42 before the timer is down, I'll just go to the next question after everyone answers. We have 4 people who still haven't entered their answers yet. 2 left, 3 left. Okay, and the correct answer will highlight in blue. So that was the correct answer, and most of you guys, this tells you how many people picked which answer, and most of you did pick the correct answer, so good job. And okay, next question. Which Imam is Imam Khomeini descended from? Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, or Imam Ali Raza alayhi salam? We have 3 people left who haven't answered yet, so please press the buttons on your remotes. Okay, that's everybody, 42. So that's the correct answer. And yeah, again, most of you picked the correct answer. So good job again. Okay. Question number 3. Which country other than Iran does Imam Khomeini originate from? Your answers are Egypt, Afghanistan, India, or Iraq. So which country is he from other than Iran? Three more people left. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. That's 42. That was the correct answer. And oh wow. Okay, so we had almost the same amount of people who entered, who put India and Iraq. So nobody put the first answer. So good job. Okay. Question number 4. How young was Imam Khomeini when his mother was killed, or when she passed away? When he was 16 years old, when he was a newborn, when he was 12 years old, or when he was 5 years old? It's his mother. Yeah. It's not. I can't interrupt the quiz right now. Oh.
Just say father or mother.
Okay. And your correct answer is 5 years old. And again, most of you were tied between 16 and 5, and some people picked the middle answers, but 5 years old was the correct answer. Okay, question number 5. What was the name of Imam Khomeini's older brother who took charge of the house's affairs after the father's death? Sayyid Murtaza, Sayyid Mustafa, Sayyid Mujtaba, or Sayyid Muhammad. So this is the name of his older brother who was in charge of the house. Correct answer was Sayyid Murtaza, number 1. And once more, you guys were tied between the two answers, Sayyid Murtaza and Sayyid Mustafa, almost tied. Okay. Question number 6. Imam Khomeini said the following about his childhood. I have been blank since my childhood. I have been content since my childhood. I have been at war since my childhood. I have been humble and modest since my childhood. Or I have been struggling since my childhood. So you have to complete the quote. There's one more person left for this one. And the answer was at war. Oh wow, most of you did pick the correct answer this time, so good job. And okay, next question. By what age did Imam Khomeini become, oh wow, okay. We'll repoll that one, but you guys got the... Sorry. 1 second. I forgot to put the timer for this one, so... Go ahead and everybody press 4. I'll give you guys this one for free. And I'll give you guys 10 more seconds to press 4. Okay, I'm moving on. And yeah, okay. Well, I guess everybody didn't press it because it only counted 5 of them. But okay. When did Iranian students seize the American embassy? Was it November 1st, 1979, October 20th, 1979, October 20th, 1980, or November 4th, 1979? So it seemed people were confused between the second choice and the fourth choice, but the answer was the fourth choice. So. Okay, next question. Question 9. Oops. Sorry. Which teacher is Imam Khomeini said to have the... Okay, why does it keep skipping that? Which teacher is Imam Khomeini said to have the closest relationship and is said to have benefited the most from? Ayatollah Ali Iraqi, Mirza Ali Akbar Yazdi, Mirza Muhammad Al Shahabadi, or Haji Jawad Malik Tabrizi? I can hear people shouting out the answers. I would like it if you would please try to whisper if you want to discuss them with somebody else. Please don't shout them out, because I can hear them all the way up here. That's good. So three people left who haven't entered. We have 3 people left. Okay, 2 left. And one more. Okay. And your correct answer was number 3. And most of you picked the correct answer again. Wow. Good job. Okay. Question number 10. What did the Shah's regime do to limit the influence of the ulama and try to stop them from spreading their knowledge? Please pick one. Put them under house arrest and forbade anybody from speaking to them. Transferred the madrasa, which means the school where the classes were taught, to a smaller building which could not accommodate as many people. Closed down the madrasa where the lectures would take place, or spread propaganda against them and threatened their followers. Okay, and number 2 was the correct answer. And oh, wow, okay. Again, you guys were tied between actually the first, the second, and fourth choice. Okay, next one. Question 11. When did Imam Khomeini first publicly express his political stance? Was it in 1944, 1930, 1936, or 1955? This is when he first publicly expressed it, not when he personally changed his mind, but publicly expressed, so, All of you still haven't entered your answers. Correct answer was 1944. And, oh wow, more of you picked the wrong answer than the right one with the last one, so, okay. Question 12, when was the Imam's first book published and what was its purpose? So 1945, to give a brief description of the Shia faith and what set it apart from other sects. 1952, to discuss the concept of wilayat-e-faqih. 1946, to talk about the current political situation in Iran, or 1945, to defend the Shia faith against its criticizers. If you still haven't entered your responses, please. 8 seconds left. That was number 4th one was correct. Oh wow, most of you did got that right, so good job. Question 13. Which city in Iraq was Imam Khomeini exiled to? Najaf, Baghdad, Damascus, or Karbala?
How many more questions?
I have all the way to 30.
30?
Yeah.
Closing statement, closing statement.
I'm supposed to phone call 30 minutes to do it, so I don't know.
You're going to do the closing statement?
I'm not going to do it now. I think the most important.
Oh, okay.
I'll come back. Three more left. Two more people left, please pick your answers. And the correct answer is Najaf. And wow, good job guys. Almost all of you got that right. Nobody picked the last one, so okay. Question 14. When did Imam Khomeini reach the position of Marja-e-Taqlid? Was it in 1959, in 1963, 1961, or 1942? Okay, time's up. 1961. Question number 3, or answer 3. And okay, most of you picked 19. Oh yeah, we got, okay. And next question. What was done by Imam as a sign of protest against the policies of the Shah? cancellation of Nowruz or the Persian New Year celebrations, cancellation of classes in the seminary. Seminary again means like Islamic education center in Qom. Organization of a public protest in Tehran, or he gave a public speech condemning the Shah. Okay, the correct answer is 1. Cancellation of Nowruz for New Year celebration. Huh? It was in the book. Question 16. Which nickname did Imam Khomeini give the Shah? Was it 1. Big giant, 2. Unfaithful traitor, 3. Evil devil, or 4. Little man? You know, the sooner we get the quiz done, guys, we can eat. So do your, and you, if you enter your questions, your answers in faster, I will go forward. So do it quickly. And the correct answer is little man, 4. And most people pick the wrong answer, number 2. Okay, next question. Question 17. Which countries was Imam Khomeini exiled to in order from first to last? Was it Turkey, France, and Iraq? Iraq, Spain, and England? Turkey, Iraq, and France? Or France, England, and Saudi Arabia? Everybody, please try to enter your responses in as quickly as possible. Seven more left, guys. Come on. 7 people left. 2 more. People left. Please enter your answers. Turkey to Iraq to France. And most of you picked the right one, I think. Yeah. Okay. No. Never mind. Okay. Question 18. In which city was a cinema burnt down, killing about 410 people? Mashhad, Qom, Isfahan, or Abadan? Abadan. If I don't get those last two responses this time, I'm gonna assume that the people who aren't clicking them, so I'll just skip when I get 40. If nobody presses them for 40, 1 and 42. Please enter your responses quickly, guys, come on. Okay, now I'll give you guys the last two people. I'll give you guys this question to enter. If you guys don't, I'll assume that there are only 40 remotes being used, and I'll skip this. That's two. Yeah. 41 and 42.
Come on, you waiting for a last minute?
And the guy enters the bottom. And oh, good job. Most of you got it right. Next question. Question 19. When did the Shah leave Iran? Was it March 16th, 1979, October 22nd, 1979, November 4th, 1979, or January 1st, 1980? More answers left, people. This one is wrong. All of them?
Yeah.
I think the correct answer was supposed to be the second one, maybe. I'll check the source again. Question 20. When did America break economic ties with Iran? January 28, 1980, April 7, 1980, February 23, 1980, or December 27, 1979? April 7th, 1980. Nobody picked the right answer. Surprise. Everybody got it wrong. Okay. Question 21. What is the famous... Okay, now these are some questions about the lives of the Masumin, alayhi wasalam. So this question 21 is, what is the famous piece of information that Imam Raza, alayhi wasalam, gave to the people of Marv on his way to Mashhad? Was it the hadith of the blanket or hadith of Kisa? Hadith of the Golden Chain, or Hadith Silsilatul Zahabiyya, or was it Sermon number 27 from Nahj al-Balagha, or was it a dua for repentance from the Sahifa Sajadiyya? Nahj al-Balagha is a compilation of khutbas by Imam Ali alayhi salam, for those of you who might not know, and Sahifa Sajadiyya is the book of duas compiled by our fourth Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Answer is number 2, Hadith of the Golden Chain. And most of you picked the correct answer. Good job. Question number 22. Which country did Imam Ali alayhi salam send Malik al-Ashtar for setting up an Islamic government? Was it to Iran? Was it to Damascus or Syria? Was it to Egypt or was it to Iraq? People left, please enter your responses. One more person. Correct answer is Egypt. And most of you picked the correct answer once more, so good job. Question number 23. Which companion of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, stayed with Imam Ali alayhi salam in the War of Jamal and gave lectures to the people while fighting? Was it Abu Zar Ghaffari, Ammar Yasir, Zubair, or Bilal al-Habashi? Two more people left to enter your choice. Okay. The answer is those are the Mari Asr. And most of you did pick the correct answer, so good job. Question 24. Which of the following did Muslim ibn Aqil stay with in Kufa? Was it Habib ibn Mazahir? Was it Hani ibn Urwa? Was it Abdullah ibn Zubayr? Or was it Qasim ibn Hassan? And I just wanted to let everybody know that I've been told to tell you that the food will be brought to you. So if you're sitting, please stay seated. Don't leave after the quiz, and we'll bring you the food. Okay. The answer was Hani ibn Urwa. And good, most of you could pick the correct answer again. Nobody picked the third one, so okay. Question 25. Who poisoned our Imam Hassan, our second Imam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam? Was it Amin bin Ibn Harun? Was it Harun Rashid? Was it Jada? Or was it Khutama? I'm gonna let the timer count down to 30 and I'm gonna move to the next question. Seven seconds. Time's up. The question will answer was three, Jada. And most of you picked the right answers, so good job. Question 26, this is a hard one. When did Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala, farajahu sharif, his minor and major occultations start, respectively? Was it? So the numbers that aren't in parentheses are the Gregorian years, or the ones that we use right now, the English calendar. So like 2012 is a Gregorian year. So you can look through the choices and pick the one that you think is correct. They're too long to read.
30 seconds?
Yeah, the timer is gonna count down to 30 and I'm gonna move it forward. So you have 8 seconds left. Take it to 28. Okay. Correct answer was 800, was choice number two. And most of you picked the wrong answer, which was number three. Question 27, when was Imam Ali alayhi salam born? Was it the 21st of Ramadan? Was it the 28th of Rabiul Awal? Was it the 10th of Zulhijjah? Or was it the 10th, was it the 13th of Rajab? Let the timer go to 30 and I'm gonna move it forward. The answer was 13th, the correct answer was 13th of Rajab. Good job. Muhammad Wali Muhammad. Question 28. When was Imam Muhammad Taqi or Jawad alayhi salam born? Was it the 10th of Rajab? Question 28. When was Imam Muhammad Taqi or Jawad alayhi salam born? Was it, I'm sorry. Go ahead and start entering your responses. When was Imam Muhammad Taqi Jawad alayhi salam born? Was it the 10th of Rajab? Was it the 13th of Rajab? Was it the 8th of Rajab? Or was it the 11th of Rajab? I'm gonna manually count this down, so 20 more seconds. 5 more seconds. Okay. The correct answer was 10th of Rojo. And most of you, again, got it right. Question 29. Okay, we're almost done. When did Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam pass? When did Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam pass away? Was it the 17th of Ramadan? Was it the 5th of Muharram? Was it the 7th of Dhul-Hijjah? Or was it the 12th of Ramadan? I'm going to let the counter count down to 30. More seconds. I'll give you guys five more seconds. Okay. Correct answer was 7th of Dhul-Hijjah. Most of you picked the correct answer. And the last question. Who is our 7th Imam? Is it Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam? Is it Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam? Or is it Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam? Or is it Imam Ali al-Naqi or al-Hadi alayhi salam? Timer's gonna go to 30. Seven more seconds. That was the correct answer. And almost all of you got it right. Okay, now what's gonna happen is I'm gonna let them do the next part of the speech and I'm gonna announce the winners afterwards. So please recite a loud salawat. Everybody please hang on to your remotes. I'll get them from you after I announce.